Hello, welcome to Earth FM's Wind is the Original Radio Podcast. This is Melissa, and I'm really happy to share bonus episodes with you for the next weeks every Tuesday. These are very short and beautiful reflections about nature and sound and life and poetry from our friends. And today we'll hear from Roger Barton. Roger has been recording wildlife for almost 50 years. He's an author and a member of the Wildlife Sound Recording Society. Enjoy.
Hello, my name is Roger Barton, and I'm just about to snuggle down under the lee of this sand dune. Just quietly listen to the waves caressing the beach, one of my favourite beaches. It's called Balnahard, and it's at the north end of my favourite Hebridean island called Colonsay. I've been here many times and sat exactly on exactly the same place. We've had a quiet period, so the waves are not big. They're just little small waves coming in onto the beach. The roar you can hear in the background is in fact the Atlantic Ocean crashing about on some skerries in between Colonsay and the bigger island in front of us called Mull. Now the waves are nice, aren't they? Just close my eyes and listen to them. That's the little rock pipit you hear peeping in the background. And in front of Mull is another island called Iona. It's obviously a historic island. It's got an abbey, and it's one of the places where St. Columba was supposed to have landed. There are many places where St. Columba was supposed to have landed. Ah, that's a ring plover. Ah. Thank you. That little bird is going backwards and forwards across the beach. Something's upset him or her. And it's not me. I'm snuggled out of the way here. The wind's a bit chill, but I'm very happy. The sun is on my front, and I'm just got my binoculars to my eyes and watching what's going on. I had a sea eagle over earlier. They come from Mull and go and feed on another island called Isla, where there's lots of geese. In the middle of this beach is a wreck. Sometimes you can see it and sometimes you can't. It's just the bare bones of timbers and some metal nails. But some years it's completely covered by sand and some it isn't. Anyway, enough. I shan't say any more. You can imagine the scene. I'm sitting out of the wind, sun on my front, blue sea and golden sand in front of me, just watching the world go by and quietly falling asleep in the sunshine. I'll let you listen to the waves on the beach. Very quiet waves. Hope you enjoy it. Well, I'm going to get up and have a walk along the beach and try not to disturb these birds too much. I hope you've enjoyed listening to it. Balnahard Beach, Collins, an absolutely beautiful place to visit. One of my favourites in the whole of the Hebrides.